With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The federal shutdown continues, and it is continuing to cause a lot of problems across the federal government. And we will have more information on that later today, as we have a major interview that will be carried on many of these Salem Radio Network stations. Also at SRNnews.com, the Russian missile and drone attacks on the Ukraine have killed at least four people and wounded 16 other people, according to local officials. In Kiev, two people died and nine were injured. It is just the latest case of these kind of attacks coming from the Russians toward Ukraine. And President Trump is trying to encourage Vladimir Putin to stop such attacks and also to do more to seek peace in the region. New poll shows President Trump's favorability has fallen among Hispanic adults since the beginning of the year, a potential warning sign from a key constituency that helped to secure his victory in the 2024 election. The October AP NORC survey finds 25% of Hispanic adults have a somewhat or very favorable view of the president, down from 44% who felt that way in January. The shift could spell trouble for Republicans looking to cement support with the group in future elections. More pro-life pregnancy centers have been offering medical services, such as testing for sexually transmitted infections. With coming changes to Medicaid, more women are expected to be uninsured or lack access to clinics, and more could seek care from the organizations that generally provide free services and don't bill insurance. In some states, they get taxpayer dollars, and critics of the centers say they lack accountability and don't provide birth control and offering only limited ultrasounds. It cannot be used for diagnosing fetal abnormalities. This is SRN News. Finally, some good news for Christians in Iraq. Two historic churches destroyed by ISIS have reopened after years of reconstruction. The two houses of worship are both located in Mosul, which was the primary residence of Iraqi Christians before ISIS invaded. Most believers fled or were killed, and very few have returned to the region since ISIS was defeated. But religious freedom groups report that about 70 Christian families now live in Mosul and that the reopening of the churches will be welcomed by them. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes, and the ministry says that with the arrest, the Chinese Communist Party once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom in China. This is SRN News. The NBA has strict rules against betting on its games, and the consequences are now clear. Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier are out of the league indefinitely. They were arrested this week for involvement in illicit gambling activities. Billups is accused of being part of a poker scheme that cheated victims out of millions of dollars. Rozier allegedly sharing insider information affecting bets on his performance. Both have been placed on leave by the NBA. Shohei Ohtani followed his two-way show for the ages with a homer in the Dodgers World Series opener, but he also grounded out with the bases loaded in Los Angeles's 11-4 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays. And trailing 11-2 in the seventh inning, Ohtani hit a soaring two-run shot to right field off of Braden Fisher. It was his fourth home run in two games after connecting three times and striking out 10 as a pitcher in L.A.'s Game 4 to clinch their trip to the series. This is SRN News.